Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, it is now my privilege to introduce the Commissioner of Sanitation, Andrew W. Moraine.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, first I would like to thank our mayor for joining us on this rostrum and for getting his help in our getting across an important message to every man, woman, and child in this city. This year, in addition to the help supplied by Mayor Impellitteri, we are fortunate in having the assistance of many civic organizations whose representatives also are here today. May I offer my thanks for their sharing our concern for a clean, healthy community in which to live and rear our children. Our message is not new. Cleanliness has been a theme with all of us since our infancy. We of the Department of Sanitation merely extend the ancient concept that cleanliness is next to godliness. Cleanliness extends beyond ourselves, beyond our homes. We must apply it to the streets of the city. No household can be clean if its members habitually are careless and untidy. Nor can a city, particularly one so vast as our own. Our hard-pressed sanitation department cannot maintain high standards of municipal cleanliness alone. By compared to the multitude of people he serves, the sanitation man is minute in number. Therefore, the department must have the active help of everyone if New York streets are to reflect the pride we take in our world capital. You, ladies and gentlemen, here today, you citizens here in these ceremonies over NYC, and every other resident and visitor to New York, can help by being litter conscious. Use our litter baskets for the disposal of newspapers and candy wrappers, similar waste. Use covered metal containers for the disposal of garbage. Bundle your refuse, control your dog, and clean your sidewalks. All of these are familiar cries with the sanitation. Now, adherence to some such simple practices I have mentioned add up to a clean, a healthy city. That's what we all want, and that's what we all shall have, I promise you, if the people of our great metropolis cooperate with their sanitation department. And now it gives me a very great pleasure to introduce the mayor of the city of New York, the Honorable Vincent Impellitteri.
Commissioner Moraine, ladies and gentlemen, each year City Hall Plaza is the scene of many ceremonies. Here we welcome visiting dignitaries and inaugurate various campaigns reflecting the numerous civic activities taking place in this greatest of all cities. Although the city's annual spring cleanup drive may lack the glamour of some of the City Hall receptions, its importance is not surpassed by any of these events. New York City has the largest population of any city in the entire world. It has the tallest buildings, the finest theaters, the best department stores, and the greatest port to be found anywhere. It also has the biggest sanitation job. Each year, our sanitation department collects and disposes of more than 4 million tons of refuse. In addition to that, the department must keep clean over 4,000 miles of city streets. Your city administration realizes that a clean city is a healthy city. To enable the sanitation department to provide necessary services, we have this year allocated and appropriated the tremendous sum of over $58.5 million. The only departments that exceed this appropriation to the sanitation department are education, welfare, police, hospitals, and fire. This should very visibly demonstrate our recognition of the importance of maintaining very high sanitation standards here in the city of New York. However, as Commissioner Mulrane has already told you, money and all the effort of the sanitation forces cannot keep this city clean without the help of every citizen and the many cooperating agencies. The chief purpose of the spring cleanup drive and the year-round educational program conducted by the sanitation department is to bring home to the people the need for their help in the biggest housekeeping job in the world. You can extend this important helping hand by using the litter baskets scattered all around the city, by disposing of your garbage and refuse in metal-covered receptacles, by tying bundles securely, by keeping your sidewalk clean, and by removing all useless trash from attics, cellars, yards, vacant lots, and similar places where litter is born. And I particularly lay stress on vacant lots. Get your refuse to the sidewalk in time for regular collection, and Commissioner Mulrane's men will see to it that it is promptly carted off. The presence of so many civic organization representatives here today is assurance that we can count on our citizens to cooperate in this clean city crusade. It's your city, yours and mine. Let's keep it clean. To this end, I have today issued the following proclamation designating May 5th through May 17th as spring cleanup weeks in our five boroughs. And the proclamation reads as follows. Whereas it is in the public interest to maintain a clean, healthy community, and whereas it is vitally important that fire hazards be reduced and the well-being and safety of the populace be preserved, and whereas the Department of Sanitation, as the chief municipal cleaning agency, urgently requires the cooperation of every one of the city's 8 million residents to rid our streets of dirt, refuse, and litter, and whereas the municipality and many of its civic organizations desire to join in a campaign to clean and beautify our city, now therefore I, Vincent R. Impellitteri, Mayor of the City of New York, to hereby proclaim May 5th through May 17th, 1952, as spring cleanup weeks in New York City, and do call upon the Department of Sanitation, the Board of Education, the offices of the borough presidents, and allied city departments to cooperate with community betterment organizations during the spring cleanup campaign. Between May 5th and May 10th, the campaign will be pursued in Manhattan and the Bronx. During the week of May 12th to May 17th, cleanup efforts will be concentrated in Richmond, Brooklyn, and Queens. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the City of New York to be affixed this 29th day of April, 1952, Vincent R. Impellitteri, Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for your presence. Thanks to Commissioner Mulrain, to the deputy commissioners of the department, to the men in the sanitation department for doing a splendid job. Thank you very much.
And now the mayor of the city will present the Clean City Awards to the children from the various schools who have won them.
Mayor Impellitteri, Commissioner Mulrain, ladies and gentlemen, the children here today were chosen from the various schools of every borough here in our city as representatives of those schools who have done a marvelous job in neighborhood cleanup work in their own school sanitation squads. We have from the borough of Manhattan, PS 46, Philip Duck, Sandra Hollingsworth. Just hand it as we give it to you. Philip Duck. PS 98, Russell Robertson and Marjorie Greenstein. Isn't that cute? PS 130, Bo Lumley and Geraldine Batista. PS 132, Rose Catone, Myra Finkelstein. Now the borough of the Bronx. PS 11, Linda Siegel and Martin Meltzer. PS 14, Veronica Feroli and Herman Malzahn. PS Junior High School 51, David Bell, who is our sanitation commissioner, and Herminio Rivera. PS 60, Susan Scotty and Marta Casmea. The Borough of Brooklyn. PS 45, Jean Mitchell, Malvina Font. PS Junior High School 73, Kay Izzio and Cyro Petty. PS 188, Susan Suffin and Gail Schulman. PS 208, Lester Mendel and Harold Treebach. From Queens, we have PS 52, Gerald Cotter and Marilyn Holt. And from St. Gabriel's Parochial School in Queens, we have John Collins, Thomas Galvin, John Rosato, and Terrence Kendall. Thank you, children. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Let's have one.
This is...
Organizations have representatives attending this rally: the Eastside Chamber of Commerce of Manhattan, the 23rd Street Association, Manhattan, Real Estate Board of New York, Manhattan, the Automobile Club of New York, Manhattan, the Uptown Chamber of Commerce, Manhattan, New York Board of Trade, Manhattan, Chair of Commerce of New York, Chamber of Commerce of New York State, the Bronx Chamber of Commerce, the Better Business Bureau of Manhattan, the Canarsie Health Council of Greater New York, Flatbush Chamber of Commerce, the Citizens Budget Commission, the Hotel Association of New York City, 34th Street Midtown Association, Bayswater Civic Association, Far Rockaway, New York, Brooklyn Heights Association, the Corona Community Civic Association, 42nd Street Mid-Manhattan Association, the Queensborough TB and Health Association, South Jamaica Health Project, Queens, the Outdoor Cleanliness Association of Manhattan, and the National Cleanup Paint Bureau, Manhattan. Thank you.